David Huntington, narration reel.
It was a wild and lightning-struck night. The kind of night that changes everything. Jagged forks of light ripped across the sky and thunder rolled in tidal waves over the rooftops and spires of London. With the rain lashing down and the clouds crashing above, it felt like the whole city was under the sea. But Cordelia Hatmaker was not afraid. In her candle-lit room at the very top of Hatmaker House, she was pretending to be aboard the Jolly Bonnet. The ship was being tossed by massive waves as she staggered across the deck, fighting a howling wind. "Batten down those hatches, Fortescue!" she yelled. A tin soldier stared blankly from the mantel.
"Aye, aye, Captain Cordelia,"
she squeaked out of the corner of her mouth. "Enemy fire!" Cordelia cried, seizing the back of her wooden chair and heaving. A violent gust of wind blew the window open, the candle sputtered out, and Cordelia was plunged into darkness.
Our natural world is in crisis. It is no overstatement to say that human activity and consumption is pushing nature to the brink. We are cutting down forests, overfishing the seas, polluting rivers and degrading soil. Globally, wildlife populations have declined by 60% on average since 1970, while extinction rates have risen to such an extent that many scientists now believe we have entered a sixth mass extinction. Tackling this nature crisis may seem to many to be a remote moral duty and not as pressing as other concerns, such as climate change. With many of us increasingly disconnected from nature, it is often perceived as a nice to have. Nothing could be further from the truth. Protecting and caring for nature is not simply a moral responsibility. It is essential to our well-being and indeed our survival.